Living Well. Note: Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. End of note. The Hidden Danger in Our Eyes by Martin Sayers. It is a fact of life that our eyesight deteriorates as we get older, but there is a threat to eye health much more severe than having to wear glasses for reading or driving. Age-related macular degeneration, AMD, is a problem for millions of Americans in varying degrees. Some don't even know it. About 10% of people ages 66 to 74 exhibit some symptoms of AMD, with the number increasing to 30% in 75 to 85-year-olds. AMD is not a painful condition, which is why so many people don't realize they're suffering from it, but it can be a severe one. Left unchecked, sufferers may be unable to see anything in the center of their field of sight, as cells in the macula, the small spot in the center of the retina, die, leaving holes in central vision. So you may see someone coming, but not be able to discern the face. Dry AMD refers to the underlying aging process of the macula. Just as the skin wrinkles and thins, sometimes developing aging spots, the macula can age by thinning, and with the appearance of aging deposits called drusen. Although there is no known treatment for dry AMD, it usually doesn't severely affect vision. Wet AMD is the eye's response to this aging process. In some people with dry AMD, the eye senses a need to repair or strengthen the thinning macula with scarring. As with the skin, fluid and sometimes even some bleeding occurs in the macula. Wet AMD tends to progress more rapidly, and if left untreated, may have a profound effect on central vision. Fortunately, wet AMD can be treated, says eye expert Andrew Eller, professor of ophthalmology at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. Scientists have discovered one of the major chemicals are growth factors that tell the body when to grow a scar, whether it is in the skin or the eye, he says. Once this major growth factor was discovered, it allowed scientists to create a medication that can block or disrupt its action. These medications must be injected into the eye, which admittedly sounds awful and painful. However, the eye can be properly numbed, and the medicine can be administered safely and without due stress or discomfort. How do you get AMD in the first place? Age is obviously the prime cause. While a history of the condition in the family means you are more at risk, and factors such as obesity, smoking, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure may all contribute. However, could our ever-increasing exposure to electronic devices such as computer screens, cell phones, and TV be making the problem worse? According to Eller, this is not a problem. The eye is a camera, he explains. If we take too many pictures, we will not damage the camera, but we may develop some fatigue in our trigger finger. This is equivalent to the eye strain we may get from spending too many hours looking at the computer, but we cannot physically damage our eyes. 6 Warning Signs of Macular Degeneration. Blurred vision. Difficulty discerning between colors. Needing brighter light than normal when reading. Difficulty recognizing people's faces. Blind spots in the middle of your field of vision. Straight lines appearing wavy or crooked. Pass the salt substitute. Low-sodium diets often call for no more than 1,500 milligrams daily, but salt substitutes aren't for everyone. Many contain potassium chloride in place of sodium chloride, and potassium consumed in excess may be harmful for some people, the Cleveland Clinic warns. For example, many people with kidney problems are unable to rid their bodies of excessive potassium, endangering their health. Those with kidney problems or who take medication for their hearts, kidneys, or livers should check with their doctors before using salt substitutes. Otherwise, salt substitutes with potassium chloride should be okay, in moderation. Those labeled light or low sodium may still contain sodium, just less than what's found in table salt, the clinic adds. These products often have a mix of sodium chloride and potassium chloride, so read the labels. The best way to avoid salt and salt substitute problems is to go salt-free. Instead of mimicking the taste of sodium with salt substitutes, experiment with flavorful herbs and spices, clinic dietitians recommend, including fresh garlic, lemon juice, flavored vinegar, salt-free herb blends, cumin, nutmeg, cinnamon, fresh ground pepper, tarragon, and oregano. A second look at testosterone therapy. Are you considering testosterone therapy to boost your energy and your sex drive? Proceed with caution. That's the advice of Carl Palace, an endocrinologist and assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, writing in Harvard Men's Health Watch. The number of American men using a prescription testosterone gel or injection to restore normal levels of this hormone is increasing, but so is evidence that men who take testosterone supplements may be putting themselves at increased risk for a heart attack and heart disease. Two recent analyses and one randomized trial supported by VA and the National Institutes of Health found a higher rate of cardiovascular events in men who received testosterone and had pre-existing heart problems. Palace and the Endocrine Society are calling for a large-scale study that would follow a group of men using testosterone therapy over a period of years. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has announced plans to evaluate its safety. Meanwhile, Palace has some recommendations for men considering hormone therapy. Be sure that the cause of fatigue and low sex drive is low testosterone. It could be depression, relationship problems, or the lack of a balanced diet, regular exercise, and good sleep. Be mindful of who is at greater risk, including men at high risk for prostate cancer, those with severe urinary symptoms from prostate enlargement, those who have had heart attacks, and those diagnosed with heart disease or who have multiple risk factors for heart disease. Be sure your diagnosis is correct. The best time to measure testosterone levels is between 7 and 10 a.m. Follow up with tests and doctor visits while undergoing therapy to be sure it is not causing new health problems. Canker sore relief. According to U.S. News & World Report and Pharmacy Times, these are pharmacists' recommendations for canker sore treatments by percentage. Orajel, 18%. Aura Base, 16%, Herpesin L, 14%, Anbasol, 13%, Glyoxide, 13%.